This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You go out to eat. Time comes when you get the bill and you have to decide 18%, 20, 22. Whether you know it or not, you're a player in a delicate policy dance going on right now. How and how much waitstaff and cooks and bartenders ought to be paid? It's technically called the tip credit system, where restaurants, the employers, right, don't have to get their workers pay up to minimum wage if tipping can do it. There are moves afoot, though, to change that, to get restaurant staff up to minimum wage, tips or no. And Washington, D.C. has become something of a test case. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has part two of this story.
Washington, D.C. is where Brian has been working in restaurants for 16 years, here at this pizza place and at a fine dining restaurant. I caught up with him on Zoom.
Yeah, it's my full-time thing. I've been in the restaurant industry since I was like 18.
We're just going with Brian because he says the two restaurants where he works would fire him for talking to a reporter. In 2022, voters in D.C. approved a ballot measure that would eliminate the tip credit.
I was definitely in favor.
Since it has started to come into effect and restaurants are having to cover more of D.C.'s soon-to-be $17.50 minimum wage, Brian has noticed some changes. One big one, fewer workers.
In the era of that cheap labor, when they were paying, you know, $3-4 an hour, you know, they would really stuff the floors with a lot of staff, a lot of hands. Now it is leaner crews.
Data back up that observation. Shortly after the phase out of the tip credit started in D.C. last year, employment at sit-down restaurants started to fall sharply, according to state-level data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. 3,200 jobs were cut. That's more than 10% of the peak workforce that year.
So that's consistent with the same type of analysis that we did.
David McPherson is a professor of economics at Trinity University, and a decade ago, he studied the effects of requiring restaurants to cover more of their employees' minimum wage instead of letting some of it be covered by tips.
That lowered employment. Either employees are going to get reduced, prices are going to go up, or profits are going to get reduced. One of those three things has to happen.
Or all of them.
Prices have definitely gone up at restaurants.
John Gold is part of a dining club in the D.C. area. Restaurant inflation in D.C., after being lower than the national average for a few years, is now higher than average after the tip credit phase-out began. Restaurant inflation is now at 4.2%. That does not capture service fees that many D.C. restaurants have been tacking on, much to the ire of customers.
Is that essentially an included gratuity that goes to the workers? Is that something else and we're supposed to tip on top of that?
It's not always clear. As a diner, Gold would prefer the prices just rise to reflect the wage people are paid.
People love the restaurant scene here. We want to see restaurants thrive. We also want to see workers make the wages that are fair and appropriate and that they ought to make. We just want to know what to do when we get to the end of the meal.
The Barcelona Wine Bar in D.C. is one restaurant that has resisted service fees for exactly this reason. And CEO Adam Halberg has other concerns about raising prices.
Raising prices is going to create a split where the restaurants in D.C. are going to become a lot more expensive to go to than the restaurants outside of D.C.
Not just for diners, but restaurant operators too.
Those new restaurants are going out of the district right now.
Still, for now, the number of restaurants has continued to grow in D.C.
Right, and that's exactly why I'm totally, you know, okay with it.
Again, Brian, the server. He says he isn't actually making more money, but with leaner staffing, his job has become more reliable.
I do feel like it's definitely a lot more stable than it once was. Like, I definitely feel like I can guess what I'm taking home, and it is, you know, a respectable amount.
But one person's stability is another's inflexibility. Joseph, the waiter in New York from part one, isn't counting on waiting tables as a career. He wants to be an actor, and his erratic but flexible schedule lets him audition.
It works well for people who, for like myself, where this is not my primary pursuit. But other people who, I know a lot of people who support like their entire lives and their families through which like this could be a relief.
With a dozen states mulling this question of how tipped workers should be paid and who pays them, the jury is still very, very out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.